Well, Dermot, victory in the opening game of the Oscar Trainer Trophy for any show on today. He's had to come from 2-0 down, but in the end, deserving victors.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment of the match. Oh, Shane, I think, you know, we started fairly well in the game. I was quite happy the way we started. And then slightly against the run of play, Galway got Sligo got a goal deflected over keeper Martin McLaughlin, hadn't a chance. We lifted the game, and then we had just two or three great chances in the first half. Terence Doherty had one great chance, Anthony Doherty had another one, and Jason Devlin another one, but we failed to convert them. And, you know, at the other end, keeper Martin McLaughlin made two good saves from long-range strikes from Gary Rooney.
You were 2-0 down in the game. Were you worried at that stage, Dermot?
You know, you often think that maybe it's not going to be your day, and, you know, we missed three good chances in the first half. We come out, we started the second half very well, and then a very uncharacteristic individual there, gifted Sligo lead them a second goal. But I have to say, from that point on, Oisin, we dominated the game, and in the last 40 minutes, we played a very good high tempo. You know, from their perspective, they'd be disappointed with the first goal we got. It was similar to the goal that we gave away. It was a keeper error, and Declan Fulton, you know, eventually put the ball in. Then we got a penalty 10 minutes after that. Michael Byrne, you know, clearly converted the penalty. And then, you know, a superb strike from Anthony Doherty made it 3-2, and a brilliant finish from Terence Doherty made it 4-2. And, you know, we had two, three, four other chances, you know, to add to that tally. But overall, absolutely delighted with the effort and the commitment and the spirit of the players coming from two down. At interleague level, you don't turn around that often, but, you know, I thought we fully deserved it in the day.
Yeah, Terence Higgerty was keeping us up to date throughout the afternoon from the match, and by all accounts, the goals were well taken and the execution and the scores.
Yeah, but especially the last two goals, you know, they were very, very well taken. You know, it was a quick flowing move, released Anthony Doherty on the right, and he cut in on the edge of the box, and he hammered one across the keeper right in the top corner. There was no stopping it. And the second one came from a flick on from the middle of the field, and Terence Doherty ran on, outpaced the two centre-halves and held them off and just, you know, slid it on the advancing keeper. Both excellent finishes and showed great composure in securing those finishes.
Last year you got to the final of this competition. Was there many changes in the team which started that final and today down at McGinn Park, Dermot?
Yeah, we would have been short quite a few of our panel. You know, we work with an extended 23-24-man panel. And out of that, you know, both our central midfielders and both our centre forwards who started the final back in July were all absent today through injury and holidays. And we had also a couple of players brought into the squad, you know, Kieran McDade from Crana and Daniel McLaughlin from Cairndonna, and both of those were injured. So, you know, those six were missing. You know, as I said yesterday to you, you know, Stephen McLaughlin has also joined the Donegal GA panel. So we were short six or seven, you know, of the panel today. But it's a nice headache to have now going into the next game. That's, you know, hopefully we'll be back at full strength, and, you know, it'll be definitely a selection headache for myself and Paul Higgerty to pick the right team.
Yeah, well, you wanted to get off to a winning start, and I'm sure you're happy with the position that you're in now going to game number two.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, at interleague level, you know, maybe at any level, you have to win your home games to give yourself a chance. And, you know, that's what we've done. We've done an excellent performance today. We've secured the 3 points, which in my opinion are totally deserved, and now we move on to the next game and see where that takes us.
And just finally, can you feel the same sort of team spirit within the NSHON squad at the start of this campaign as what there was towards the latter part of last year where you made that final, Dermot?
I think that, you know, in fairness, as I said to the players after the game, we were probably a wee bit behind in our preparations this year compared to what we were last year, but maybe that's understandable. There's a lot of other things going on at the minute, and we've mainly been disrupted by injuries and holidays. But, you know, good talk to the players afterwards, and, you know, we have sessions lined up now for the next couple of weeks, and, you know, there's good bond there, and a lot of boys actually looking to get into the Oscar Trainer panel, which is a big change. For years and years, you would have had to force them, but, you know, we've gone with a very young squad, players that have come up through the NSHON Youth and Schoolboys Academy, players that we know from maybe under 12, under 13, under 14 level, and, you know, we're delighted to see them come through their local clubs now, playing in the National League and representing the league in the Oscar Trainer.